With Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horsman, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Vince, has any other pitching coach or anyone else told you just how lucky you are to work with the talent you've had these last couple of years, including this year?
Yeah, you know, in spring training, the other pitching coaches, we look at each other and we try to evaluate what kind of staffs we're going to have. And in the last couple of years, I've been fortunate that, our system is strong, especially at the lower levels, and I have an opportunity to work with some very, very good kids. And they buy into what I preach as far as a philosophy or an approach, and I think that they see that what can happen when they execute their game plan and reap the rewards from it. So yeah, it's been very, very fun, very exciting. You know, last year and the early part of this season.
Do you have basic fundamentals? What must a pitcher do if he wants to succeed?
Well, you know, for me, I really stress the importance of fastball command, and I've always stressed it, and I firmly believe that you can pitch in the big leagues if that's all you have. I've seen it done, and if you ask any former major leaguer what does it take to get to the big leagues, they'll tell you you better command your fastball, because you can only throw so many off-speed pitches behind in counts before you eventually have to come back to the heater. So, you know, when you impress on these guys, you know, the command of your fastball, and then, you know, maybe coming off of that with a changeup, especially in the starting rotation, and that you encourage them to go ahead and use it and have confidence in doing so, and don't worry about the results, because the way we approach it here is, you know, nobody's going to remember when you're pitching in the big leagues, your numbers in Lansing, but what you're going to remember is the things you did in Lansing helped you get to the big leagues.
Have you seen any difference in pitching in the major leagues since when you were there in the 90s and right now?
I just see the lack of command. Back in the day, you know, you're lucky if you had one or two guys on your staff that threw 92 or 93. The year that I was in Oakland in 92, we had the best pitching staff in the American League. And with Eckersley and we had Stewart and Darling and all these guys that were command guys. And now you just see guys that throw hard, but, you know, that's all they do. They just, you know, rear back, let her fly, and hope to outstuff you for the inning or whatever they're out there. So I think the overall command and being able to pitch as opposed to throw, I don't see that as much as you saw it 20 years ago or even earlier than that. Before, you had guys that had good arms that threw hard, that knew how to locate and spot up, and now you just see guys that just throw, you know, 95 right down the middle of the plate, and, you know, they either beat you or you're going to get hit, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, it seems like they're getting hit.
Last year, you had a group of talented youngsters who were learning command. What was your reaction in the offseason finding out that Justin Nicolino, Anthony DeSclafani, Noah Syndergaard, among others, had been traded?
Well, it's a good and bad. You know, it's the good part is that those kids created value and where other organizations desired to have them with them, and allowed our major league club to even become that much stronger. The bad was that we lost a lot of really good kids. You know, Nick called me when he got traded, and so did Disco and Syndergaard, you know, just thanking you for the work that you've done. But they're good kids, and they're going to be missed. You know, they were leaders. They had a lot of energy. They were fun to be around. They just did everything the way that you should do it, and it was quite a joy and an honor that I was able to have those kids.
Turning our attention to the 2013 Lugnuts starting rotation, there are a couple of different guys. You have the talented teenagers in Daniel Norris and Roberto Osuna, guys who are a couple of years older than them, but show some polish as well. Let's begin with Javier Avendaño, a Lugnuts reliever last year. What was it that made someone say, or perhaps it was a collective notion, we need to convert him to starting pitching?
Well, you know, he always had the fastball, and he was still, you know, relatively young, and he missed a little time because of an injury. But, you know, we saw the life to his fastball and just thought, you know, why not see if we can develop his other pitches? And you can always make somebody a reliever. If his starting doesn't work out, you already know that he can relieve. But it gives him an opportunity to be out there for more of an extended amount of time to develop his secondary pitches, his changeup and his breaking ball. And I think Javi's run with the ball. And I don't know how he did in Vancouver, aside from the numbers and all that, but what he's done in spring training and up to this point so far in the season, even though it's only been one game, his confidence that he has in starting to throw his changeup, whereas before it was just fastball and throwing his breaking ball. Even though he might not be getting the results with him that he wants yet, I keep encouraging him that he's doing everything right and it's going the right direction and to continue to do so.
The results have been terrific for a Vancouver teammate of his last year, Taylor Cole. Why is Taylor so effective out there?
Well, you know, Taylor stays away from the middle of the plate, and he has the great equalizer in the changeup, and he's able to work both sides of the plate, which he did the other night. And, you know, he's just a little older. He kind of has an idea of, you know, what he has to do to get his outs, and he executes his game plan. And that's all he did this first game. And, you know, Taylor's going to be a fun guy to watch because, you know, he's a guy that can go 6-7. He might even go 8 innings just because he attacks the strike zone. He keeps his pitch count down, and it allows him to get really deep in the game.
The other guys grabbed the headlines, but Alonso Gonzalez, after getting drafted last year, he's also pitched well out there on the mound. What sets him aside?
Well, you know, Alonso's more of I hate saying soft thrower, but, he's not going to just wow you with his stuff. He has to have a little more guile. And, you know, with the game plan that we had the other night, it was like fastballs, changeups, and pick your spots to go in, but make sure you do a little bit in just to keep him honest. And, you know, going into the game, that's exactly what he did. He threw his fastball and his changeup down and away, and he cut a couple sliders and some fastballs inside to work both sides of the plate to keep the hitters honest. And he just kept working back and forth that way, and he really did a nice job confusing the hitters and getting them in between swings.
What's the more impressive thing about Roberto Osuna? Is it where he is right now for his age, or is it his stuff?
Well, his stuff, without a doubt, is very good. And for his age, I think he pitches a little bit older. What I like about Roberto is, you know, he's an 18-year-old that acts 18 at times, and he's got all that youthful exuberance, and he's just having fun out there. You know, a lot of guys put a lot of pressure on themselves to go out there and succeed, and they get a little bit out of their game because they try too hard. You know, he's just going out there and he's just having fun. And, you know, I really like that about Roberto. He makes me laugh. You know, we got to make sure it doesn't get too bad, but, you know, he does a great job. His stuff is, without doubt, very good. And, you know, it was a little bit better the other day than I thought. But, you know, he needs to learn how to sequence his pitches and learn how to pitch. And, you know, that's just going to come from being out there.
Daniel Norris, the fifth starter. I heard that after he was drafted out of high school, the Blue Jays really worked to refine his mechanics and changed around his windup, a number of different things that he's doing. Where is he right now?
Danny's in a good spot. Right now, it's just a matter of Danny going out there and continue to repeat what he's been doing all spring training. And regardless of the results, just continue to stay on that path that he's on, because I think eventually everything will click and he'll end up being a pretty good pitcher. So, you know, with Danny, it's just keeping it simple, one thing at a time, and, you know, just have the ability to repeat your pitches, or you repeat your delivery and you can repeat your pitches. And if he's able to do that, he's going to be pretty successful.
In the bullpen, the Lugnuts have had some breakout left-handers. Aaron Loop, Evan Crawford have gone all the way to the major leagues. And then there's Tyler Ibarra, who pitched very well at the end of last year and put himself on the map. What does Griffin Murphy have to do?
Well, you know, Griffin has to, you know, he has to get the left-handers out. But he has a good changeup that he can offset the righties with. So, you know, I haven't really seen a lot of Griffin over the years. And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing him. I know he's got a pretty decent pickoff move, and he just has some savvy. You know, he kind of has a really good idea what he's doing out there. So, you know, you're like me, man. Just wait and see. You know, let's see how it goes as the season progresses, and we'll be able to better evaluate them then.
Speaking with Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horsman, finally, you get to see some of these guys. It's true, for the first time, how long after seeing them, let's say one outing, two, watching them in the side sessions, you say, all right, now I've got something specifically I want to talk to them about?
Well, you know, it could happen right away, or as you say, it could happen down the road. First and foremost, I like the kids just to get acclimated to their surroundings and get used to playing in front of people again, and you know, the anxieties that come along with playing, and the whole atmosphere, you know, being out of spring training and playing in front of people again. So I really don't evaluate too critically or, you know, harshly with these kids. I just tell them to go out there, have fun, and you know, we'll get to all that stuff, you know, in the future. With some guys that you've already been working with, you know, you continue along that. Like with Danny, we've already been working in spring training, and it'll be continued throughout the season, and with Roberto too. So with the other guys, it's, you know, let's see what you got. Maybe it's developing a little bit more of a slider. I'm working with Donahue on a slider that, you know, he really didn't have during spring training. And so, you know, there's some guys you already kind of got a good basis for, and you're working on them. And trying to incorporate something that's going to help them improve their game. And other guys, you're just kind of waiting and seeing and looking and evaluating.
Vinny, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeff.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. That's Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horsman. This is Big Country 92.1.